official KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies and breezy mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 49. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 77. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 59. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 33.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas House voted to give grocery stores the right to sell full-service beer, overcoming the state's history of strict liquor laws. The bill passed yesterday 80-45. Most of the opposition came from lawmakers who were concerned that competition with large grocery chains would put small liquor stores out of business. Under the bill, grocery stores could sell beer that has up to 6% alcohol by volume. Now, they can only sell cereal malt beverage with just 3.2% alcohol by volume. A former Kansas high school coach has pleaded no contest to sexual exploitation of a child after a nude picture of a minor was found on his cell phone. The Great Bend Tribune reports that 55-year-old Todd Kaiser entered the plea yesterday in Barton County District Court. Authorities obtained a search warrant in June and found the nude picture. At the time, Kaiser was a physical education teacher at Eisenhower School in Great Bend. Sentencing set for June 23rd. Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops and ladies.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
We're friends with that.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
The Associated Press reporting this morning that Democratic candidate James Thompson accused National Republicans yesterday of trying to buy a Kansas House seat by making a large advertising purchase less than a week before the nation's first congressional election since Donald Trump won the White House. The AP story reads that Thompson's comments came following a candidate event at Wichita State University in which Republican Ron Estes failed to show up, the latest in a string of candidate forums Estes has skipped during the campaign. Hutchinson USD 308 School Superintendent Shelley Kiblinger has submitted her resignation. Cake TV reports Kiblinger submitted the letter of resignation during a special meeting of the Hutchinson School Board. Her resignation effective June 30th. Kiblinger's been with the Hutch School District for 6 years. She told the board she's been offered a job opportunity closer to her family. And it looks like warmer spring-like weather for the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The sponsor of a Nebraska effort to ban workplace discrimination against gays and lesbians says the effort is emboldened by a federal court decision linking such protections to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. State Senator Adam Moorfield, a Lincoln Democrat, says the Seventh Circuit's ruling provided legitimacy and momentum for the cause. The measure still faces long odds of passage in the conservative-dominated legislature, but senators began debating it yesterday. A Lincoln man who hit his roommate in the chest with a hatchet has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 32-year-old John Abelaise was sentenced yesterday in Lancaster County District Court after he pleaded guilty to second-degree assault and a weapons count. Police say Abelaise hit the other man in the chest with a hatchet and cut his head and neck with a knife back in October of last year. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. East and westbound traffic has been reduced to a single lane on K-16 over the Big Blue River Bridge, Tuttle Creek Reservoir, just east of Randall. Work is commenced on the approach to the bridge and will continue through mid-April. Drivers should expect minor delays with signals on each end of the bridge. Marysville Community Easter Egg Hunt will be Saturday, beginning at 1 o'clock at City Park. Open to youth ages 2 through 12. They will have over 10,000 eggs for the kids to hunt. There will be a free Easter movie featured at 2 and again at 4:30 at the Astro 3 Theaters, showing Beauty and the Beast, Smurfs, The Lost Village, and Boss Baby. Community Easter Egg Hunt Saturday begins at 1 with a free Easter movie Saturday at 2 and again at 4:30. RSVP of Northeast Kansas has announced their 40th annual recognition banquet is coming up Thursday, April 27th. Reservations are being accepted. For details, phone the RSVP office at 562-2154.
We had a couple bills this week regarding Medicaid. The first one was dealt with the expansion of Medicaid that has been an issue the last few years, and the governor had vetoed that particular bill. There was a motion to override the governor's veto on Monday or Tuesday, I guess, of this week, and that failed. So that was the big issue. I ended up voting against the override. I had it was a tough vote. My main concern was, as we kept looking at the budget, it just we just don't have the money to pay the bills we have now. We're school funding. We have quite a bit of money need to come into that to kind of address the court. We're behind on CAPERS payment. We've taken money out of transportation plan. State employees haven't had a raise in a number of years. So to take on a new expense that we weren't really sure, there was varying estimates on how much it would cost, but I think most estimates saw a fairly substantial cost coming our way. So I did end up voting against that. My hope is, on that particular issue, talk to leadership, and the hope is we can get some folks together to try to do some things to trim the cost down and address it again in May.
State Representative Clay Aron will be a guest on our public affairs program hearing at this time tomorrow morning on KNDY. Elmo D. Lloyd, age 96, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Elmo Lloyd. Barbara Ellen Wenzel, age 90, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Burchard, with rosary at 10 a.m. Interment, St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery at Steiner. Registration book available Monday at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Barbara Wenzel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna noodle casserole, wheat bread, Normandy blend, and apricots. On Monday's menu, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, a wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and a pineapple. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville on track team at Concordia this afternoon. JV golf at Sabetha. The tennis team at Topeka Hayden. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high pressure system overhead, we're going to see sunny skies and dry weather throughout the rest of this Friday all the way into the weekend. It looks like some areas of the central and upper parts of the Midwest could see some showers and thunderstorms Sunday into Sunday night and Monday, as we do have a low that's going to push through. Otherwise, unseasonably warm temperatures throughout the rest of the day into the weekend, temperatures in the 70s, even 80 degrees across parts of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny, breezy, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 49. For Saturday, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures at 77. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 59. For Sunday, mostly sunny, we'll see temperatures at 78. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 46. And Monday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April 64, record high on this date 97 in 1893. The average low 40, the record low is 20 in 1982. We did see some frost early this morning with a low near 30. Sunset this evening 7:52, sunrise in the morning 6:56. 31 degrees, clear skies, calm winds. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Saddle up. There's a new burger in town at the Wagon Wheel. Mosey on in for the Southwest Vaquero. Grilled sourdough piled high with pepper jack cheese, corn salsa, guacamole, homemade Southwest ranch, tomato, lettuce, and onion. What are you waiting for? Get to the Wagon Wheel and rope yourself a Southwest Vaquero burger today.
The Cavs get some help from the Hawks. The Wizards angling for the playoffs, and Charlie Hoffman looking good at Augusta. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Cavaliers were big Atlanta Hawks fans last night.
Pass to Tim Hardaway. Tim, head of the key, fires and hits. Tim Hardaway Jr. knocks it down.
On WZGC, the Hawks knock off the Celtics 123-116, so Boston drops 1.5 games behind Cleveland in the Eastern Conference. Washington moves into a tie with the Raptors for third in the East.
Right wing Bogdanovich, right corner, Bradley Beal for three, and there! Oh, it's there! Bradley Beal for three!
The call on WFED, Washington wins 106-103. After a windy round one at the Masters, Charlie Hoffman recorded a 7-under-65 and a four-shot lead, which is the largest opening round lead in 62 years. Hoff told ESPN there's something about Augusta National.
I step on this property and it just feels special, and it just fits my eye off the tee and on the green, and obviously rolling in with some confidence. Then obviously seeing the ball go in the hole is something special.
Hoffman tees off at 10 a.m. William McGirt is 3-under. This is ABC Sports. The Bulls' late-season push into the playoffs continues thanks to a triple-double by Jimmy Butler.
McConnell goes to the floor, and then Holmes goes to the floor, and Butler picks it up and lays it in.
On WLS, Chicago dumps Philadelphia 102-90. Indiana gets a much-needed home win against Milwaukee to keep their playoff chances alive.
Jeff Teague will back up with four to shoot.
up and under, takes a tough two and hits.
On WTMJ, the Pacers beat the Bucks 104-89 and move a half game ahead of Miami for the last playoff spot. Baseball, the defending champs take the rubber match in their season opening series in St. Louis.
And he'll drive one in the air, deep right field. If it's fair, it's going to be gone. That is a three-run home run. Kyle Schwarber.
On WSCR, the Cubs down the Redbirds 6-4. Yasiel Puig, a pair of two-run homers. Dodgers rip the Padres 10-2 in Los Angeles. Matt Harvey, a winner in his first start for the Mets. They beat Atlanta 6-2. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's been nearly 11 weeks since President Trump nominated Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary, and the partisan brawl in the Senate will push the wait until early April or possibly late May. While it's still possible that leaders could strike an 11th-hour deal for a quick vote to confirm Perdue sometime soon, the odds are becoming minimal. House Ag leaders have asked the Senate to make time for a vote on Perdue's nomination this week, with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts seeking a voice vote with little or no debate, but the battle of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is taking up any real estate left on the Senate schedule. Democrats are filibustering the nominee, while the Republicans remaining determined to confirm Gorsuch before the end of the week. And a two-week recess gets underway very soon. Perdue will likely need to wait until late April or maybe even early May to take the post at USDA. That's because when senators return after the recess, they'll have 5 workdays to fend off a partial government shutdown. Well, a group of legislators are pressing the White House to raise the issue of U.S. beef trade with China when President Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A group of 39 senators, including Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, penning a letter to the president asking him to raise the issue of U.S. beef access to Chinese markets. China has recently become the fastest-growing beef market in the world, but U.S. producers have not had the opportunity to access the market since 2003. The effort was being led by Montana Senator Steve Daines. In the letter, the senators say opening the market to U.S. producers would create substantial opportunities for ranchers across the country. The letter points out that China's beef import market, worth more than $2.5 billion, and is the second largest importer of beef in the world. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, as we all know, the lifeblood of American agriculture is trade, which suffered another setback in Washington. Former Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's nomination to be the United States Trade Representative remains stuck in the Senate Finance Committee. Lighthizer has been under consideration for more than 70 days, even as producers are begging for more trade in the wake of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal's demise. They've also been praying that NAFTA renegotiation doesn't cost them dearly in trade retaliation. Once again, politics is in the way over unrelated minor health and retirement benefits, preventing a vote on Lighthizer. Finance Chair Orrin Hatch had hoped for a vote yesterday, Thursday, but could not even get a quorum for a vote.
Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, it is apparent that we will not be able to obtain a sufficient quorum to vote on this nomination today. This is a nominee who enjoys bipartisan support here in the committee. My hope is that we will be able to move on this matter shortly after the Senate returns from recess.
And the exhausting wait for a Senate vote on the nomination of former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be USDA Secretary will finally come to an end when the Senate returns Monday, April 24th. The vote is set for 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their parts online, abilenemachine.com. Well, here in the first of April, having a hard time getting things warmed up as far as soil temperature is concerned. Early morning soil temperatures Friday, upper 30s and low 40s in the northern one-third of Kansas. And cooler weather's had a dramatic impact. We're looking at mid-40s in the remainder of the state and mid-40s in the northern one-third of Oklahoma, and we have touched 50 degrees in the southern one.
one half of the state, but really having a hard time warming up. 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Do you wear a Fitbit? Got those 10,000 steps in yet today? Here's a question you probably never expected to be asked. Do your cows wear Fitbits? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Well, here we are in 2017, and not only do we wear Fitbits and other similar wearable devices to track how much movement we're getting, are we getting our 10,000 steps in every day and tracking all sorts of other things about our bodies? But now cows are wearing Fitbit-type devices. Not so much in the United States, but in other countries where production per cow is way down from what it should be. In Burlingame, California last week, the World Agritech Innovation Summit was held, and it was clear by the attendance and interest that the ag tech market is booming. One sign of that is the amount of venture capital money going in, pouring into research and inventions, $284 million in 2016. Big companies, both agribusiness and tech, are investing, companies like Google and Monsanto. At least two companies have come up with versions of a Fitbit for cows. Aditi Roy of CNBC was covering the AgTech Innovation Summit and talks about those Fitbit-type devices.
So a couple of things they track. First of all, they are able to track their health and their activity. So a lot of times they say they can actually pinpoint disease that can be deadly for cows before it actually gets to a point where it's life-threatening. And saving a cow can save hundreds to even thousands of dollars. Another thing that they track is ovulation cycles for cows. So they know when a cow is at the best point for breeding. And getting in that window as efficiently as possible, they say, can actually help save hundreds of dollars per cow.
The inventor of this Fitbit for cows is a company called Cowlar, C-O-W-L-A-R. It started up in Pakistan, but is now headquartered in California. The CEO of Cowlar claims that the wearable helps increase dairy output by approximately 15%. But again, this is a solution to a problem that does not really exist in the United States. Emerging countries like India, Pakistan, Mexico, and Vietnam have millions of cows, but average milk yields are around a quarter of those in the United States. A large part of the reason is inferior farming practices, poor nutrition, and abysmal veterinary standards, which the Cowlar hopes to help out with. This gizmo costs $69. It's got a battery life of 1 year. There's no need to send an installation team. It's more or less plug and play. The CEO says interest is pouring in from not only the United States, but Netherlands, Vietnam, and Mexico, and there is currently a waiting list. A waiting list for Fitbit devices for cows. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and replacement heifer sale on Wednesday, April the 12th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 175 choice reputation black, white face, and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45 day old calves beside. We'll have 105 fancy calf vaccinated Angus and black white face fall calving first calf heifers, Meniere AI bred. They'll all calve in late August through October. We'll have 285 black white face fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and black Simmental bulls for late August through October calves. 90 fancy black white face cows will be 3 years old. They'll have Angus and Hereford sire calves by side. We'll have 200 Angus and Hereford and black white face cows. They'll be 5 years to older. They'll have calves by side. Replacement heifers include 155 calf fed vaccinated Angus, 50 red Angus, and 15 Charley Angus replacement heifers. They'll all be calf fed vaccinated weighing 8 to 8.5. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 12th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A perfect weekend shaping up. Middle 60s as we begin a warm-up today. In the mid-70s Saturday, nudging 80 by Sunday with a scattered chance of thunderstorms late Sunday. 31 degrees, frost around the edges this morning in Marysville despite sunshine.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Jason Castro and George Polanco hit consecutive RBI doubles in the seventh inning as the Minnesota Twins dented Kansas City's bullpen again and beat the Royals 5-3 last evening to sweep the season-opening series. The Twins now 3-0 for the first time since 2007, handing the Royals their first 0-3 start since 2001. This was Minnesota's first sweep of Kansas City in 18 series between them since April of 2014. Charlie Hoffman carrying a four-shot lead into the second round of the Masters, the largest advantage through 18 holes since 1955. Hoffman had 7 birdies in an 11-hole stretch and shooting a 7-under-65 at Augusta National. William McGirt is alone in second, 2 strokes ahead of Lee Westwood, and 2 better than a group that includes Phil Mickelson, Olympic gold medalist Justin Rose, and Sergio Garcia. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers